My next guest says more and more heterosexual men are defining themselves as mostly straight. Rich C. Savins Williams, a psychologist specialising in gender studies in Cornell University in the United States, says that this is the case, that we're all a little bit bisexual. Rich, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Explain to me what your studies have found. Are we all on a spectrum of homosexuality, heterosexuality? Is that what it is?
Essentially, yes. I think in the past, scientists have tended to try to categorize men as either being gay, bi, or straight. And with women, there's always been the understanding that women are fluid and they're on a spectrum, but not men. So the research that I've been doing over the last decade really does show that men exist on a spectrum, too. I think it's just difficult for them to say on surveys or in interviews that they're straight with a little bit of gayness, if you will.
And is that...
But they do exist.
Is that some kind of a macho thing that men cannot admit to finding other men attractive in any way because then... because they find the notion of being bisexual or gay apparent to them and in their masculinity or something?
Absolutely, I think that is the case. And I think that's what's happening now is with the younger generation, the millennials, or whatever it is we want to call them, that's what's happening is that they are beginning to break some of that sort of logjam of masculinity. So that now, today's younger men saying, well, gay is good. That's not an issue at all for me. It's totally acceptable. So that then I think they can look within themselves and say, yeah, you know, I find some guys rather hot, not just attractive, you know, buff or muscular, but actually hot. Almost as if they would say, if the right man came along, well, you just never know.
You never know. One of the things that I have often heard men say, I would be well able to look at a woman and say, oh yeah, she's very good looking. I can tell whether women are attractive or not quite easily. But I find very often if you say to a man, oh, he's very handsome, isn't he, about another man, the man will go, I can't tell, I don't know. And I've always found that to be quite unusual because even if they aren't attracted to them, surely you can tell when somebody's, you know, as you say, hot.
Yes, and I think that hopefully is a generational problem, that today in the UK or in Western Europe or in the US, I think now that young men are able to say, yeah, you know, he really is hot. He really is attractive. And I think the other component is just not sexual orientation here. I also think we're talking about romantic orientation. I think for a long time, men have had very close, intimate, physically and emotionally friendships with men. And I think that what we have failed to see is that some of those kinds of connections are actually greater than friendships. They're actually romantic friendships. So that men now say, yeah, I've had a boy crush or a man crush. And they really mean it, I think, in some of the same ways that women have always said, yeah, I have a crush on her.
Okay. One of the things I was reading during the week was, I think it was in Time magazine, and it was saying that, and it was a study done in an American university that showed that young men in certain circumstances were willing to admit that they got more out of their bromances than their heterosexual romances, that they felt they could be more themselves, that they felt more comfortable. I remember a quote from it was a guy saying that he could tell his mates that he liked Beyonce and he liked Taylor Swift. He couldn't tell his girlfriend because she would think then that he wasn't masculine enough. So he was maintaining some kind of veneer of masculinity around girls that he could kind of drop with the boys. Is that a slight inversion? I would have thought that men in the past had to maintain a greater sort of macho thing with other men than with women.
Well, I think that is generally true, but I think that men today are beginning to recognize their emotional self. And with that comes, I think, a greater recognition of what is going on for them in terms of their sexual and romantic attraction to men and hopefully to women as well. So I think this is really a key, what I hope is an ongoing progression of greater intimacy among men, because I think that would go a long ways towards making men better people, if you will, if they recognize this.
Okay. Well, I suppose I think most men are better people. I think most men are reasonably good people. And we've always known this in a way. I know you're saying that we knew it about women, but I kind of thought we knew it about men too. I mean, in the prison population and that kind of thing, there has always been, I suppose, gay relationships between men who wouldn't have operated as gay outside the prison system. But I've always sort of seen it as, you know, any port in a storm, and that it is that thing, it's a spectrum. Some people would be, you know, able to swing both ways if there was only one sex available to them.
Yes, that is certainly true. It's not as if every man in every prison has sex with another man, but I do believe that there are some men, and perhaps there are mostly straight men, who have that enough of a attraction to men physically that they can have and enjoy it. Now, we're not obviously talking about same-sex behavior that's a matter of dominance or power.
No.
But actually men who say, yeah, this is acceptable. And I think that in most universities across many different countries, we recognize that fraternities or prep schools, there's actually a fair amount and I don't know what I mean by fair amount, by the way, amount of same-sex behavior going on. And then when that ends, sometimes the sex ends, but sometimes the romantic feelings continue for many, many years.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, and you think that it is understood that women, that's an accepted thing, that women, girl-on-girl relationships, that's kind of an accepted thing in a way that male, I would have thought that if you look at the LGBT community, that gay men's relationships were kind of front and center ahead of lesbian relationships in some ways.
Well, certainly there is we have to sort of begin to understand those kinds of relationships more. And, you know, let's also understand that many gay men and lesbians also have maintained some sexual feelings or romantic feelings towards the opposite sex.
Yeah, true. Okay, well, look, that's a very interesting thought, and I'd love to know what people think. 53106. Thank you for that. Indeed, that is Rich C. Savin-Williams, a psychologist from Cornell University.